Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for October 30th through November 5th, 2010. Palestinians are moving forward with the attempts to reach national unity and allow extra time for Washington to press for settlement freeze. Meanwhile, Israeli military continue its assaults against Palestinian civilians in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank. IMEMC's Annie Irizabal with the details.
This week, anti-wall protests took place in the village of Bilayn, Nilayn, Al-Nabi Saleh in the central West Bank and also in Al-Masara and Al-Nilwalaya villages in the southern West Bank. Like every Friday, Israeli and international supporters joined the villagers at all five locations. This week, protesters marked the anniversary of Balfour Declaration. In Al-Nabi Saleh village, three civilians were injured and many others traced to the effects of tear gas inhalation after Israeli troops violently surprised the protest. Israeli soldiers closed down the village in the early morning, and as soon as protesters reached the land, stationed troops fired tear gas, rubber-coated steel bullets and sound bombs at them. An unnamed American supporter was hit with a gas bomb in her leg, 16-year-old local boy was hit in the arm with a tear gas bomb, and 21-year-old woman was taken to hospital after troops fired tear gas into her home while she was inside. In addition, soldiers also assaulted journalists, including Bilal Al-Tamimi, a local cameraman, and other troops forced journalists to leave the village. On Friday morning, Israeli troops also searched some homes in the village, including those of Bassem and Mohammed Al-Tamimi, two local organizers. They threatened them with arrest if either attended to their protest. In Bilayn and Nilayn, many people were treated for effects of the tear gas inhalation as they tried to reach their lands on the other side of the wall. Elsewhere, in the village of Al-Walaya, protesters reached the construction site of the wall and managed to dismantle a small part of it. Soldiers forced people back to the village using sound bombs and tear gas. On Friday, the nearby Al-Masara village also held its weekly protest against the wall. In that case, soldiers used tear gas and sound bombs to suppress the protesters. A number of civilians were treated for effects of the tear gas. For IMEMC.org, this is Annie Irizabal.
Palestinian Authority to give Washington more time to convince Israel of stopping settlement activities before direct peace talks between Israel and Palestinians are launched. Meanwhile, an intra-Palestinian dialogue will be held in Damascus to sort out obstacles to national unity. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has more.
To Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat says that his Palestinian Authority does only accept halt of all Israeli settlement construction in the occupied Palestinian territories as a precondition for resumption of direct talks. Speaking from Washington, the Palestinian official maintained that in October, 9 Arab leaders gave Washington a chance of 1 month to help relaunch the direct talks, and this time might slip, but the Palestinian demand might not. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said this week that her administration is tirelessly involved in mediation between the two parties and that a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is scheduled soon for the same purpose. Israeli Premier hinted that Israeli settlement construction is vital and that his country is not interested in any halt. Last month, Palestinians pointed out the possibility to ask for international recognition of a Palestinian state within the 1967 borders, a request opposed by Washington as unacceptable complication. In a related news, spokesman for the British government, Martin Day, told the Palestinian Ma'an news agency this week that his country is opposed to settlement construction and that Palestinians have the right to a statehood living side by side with Israel, with Jerusalem as a capital for the two states. On the internal Palestinian level, representatives of both Fatah and Hamas parties are set to meet in Damascus next week in order to end up differences and reach a national unity that is bending since the two parties have split in 2007. Hamas's spokesman in Gaza, Fawzi Barhoum, was quoted as saying that the Damascus-based dialogue is an addition to previous Cairo mediation efforts and that his party is willing to reach an agreement based on political partnership with the Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Rami Al-Mighari, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
Tension continues in the East Jerusalem neighborhood of Silwan. An Israeli military carried out 29 invasions into Palestinian communities and kidnapped a dozen Palestinian civilians, including three children. The details with IMEMC's Alessandra Bajek.
This week, Israeli troops kidnapped two Palestinians in a village near Hebron after breaking into their homes. One of them is a minor. Also, the army